B-Pod Studios.
Comic books, video games, anime, sci-fi. If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably going to talk about it.
One question. Is it too late to change the name?
Nerd Radio starts now.
It certainly does. Welcome to another week of Nerd Radio, wherever you get your podcast, as part of the B-Pod Studios network and all over social media at Nerd Radio 101. My name is Chuck Bean. I am joined, as I'm always joined, which makes me very happy, by James.
Hello.
And Mr. Albeck.
I'm here.
For another week of telling you everything that's going on in the world of nerds, as well as probably getting a little bit dirty with it, because that's the show. That's what you tuned in for.
Getting a little dirty with it.
That's what you guys pay me the big bucks to do.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, no, it's I've said it before. I'll say it every time. I'm here to set you guys up so that you can take the thing off the rails as quickly as possible.
Yeah, little known fact, James is actually paid four times as much as we are to do this podcast to be dirty.
That's true. Yep. So
four times zero is still zero.
It is. I even asked to get paid in cheesy gordita crunches, and they're like, hey, you got something for you to suck on right here.
Yeah,
I
was like, that's okay, right. Well, got that special
my chapstick.
Okay. Tangy sauce for you.
Yes. I'm glad you brought up your cheesy gordita crunch, because this is something I didn't know if I was going to talk about on the show or not.
Here we go. Let's get into it.
Yep. I know that you're a big you're a big supporter of the Bell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have
you been to Del Taco ever?
Del Taco? Absolutely. I've been to
okay.
Del Taco. Yeah, they have a delicious California chicken burrito, if it's still around, with avocado. That's what I would usually get when I go to Del Taco.
I have never had Del Taco.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy last week went by Del Taco and decided to get some, and they have some vegan options now.
Oh,
with like the
nice
vegan cheese and all that good stuff. But the other night,
same tacos, more gas?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
A little less real cheese on the taco.
Sure. Actually, being lactose intolerant, it means way less gas.
Oh,
there you go. I always forget that you're lactose intolerant.
But she brought home a burrito from there Monday, and I was like, hey, I couldn't finish it. I was like, well, there's nothing in here that's going to hurt me, right? No, all right. The burrito was huge.
Yeah, good size.
Huge. It was a life-changing burrito.
Really?
It was so good.
It was like getting a Qdoba burrito from Del Taco.
I'd say they're comparable to like a Chipotle or a Qdoba burrito. They're a good size. They give
and
you
it's
quite
like it's all the stuff that I like in a burrito. There was rice in there, and there was the guac and the refried beans and the meat and everything like that. Like it was life changing.
Yeah,
it was like, where has this burrito been my whole life? So that's I'm good. Looking. I may even go for lunch today.
They even, I think they do like Tuesdays, Taco Tuesdays, or there's a certain day. It might not be Taco Tuesday because they're trying to buck that curve.
Sure.
But there's days where you can get some cheap chicken tacos for like a buck.
Mm.
Yeah. Go in when I had to go to my smoke shop.
Now, believe it or not,
paraphernalia.
This episode of Nerd Radio not brought to you by Del Taco.
Not brought to you by
Taco Bell
whatsoever.
Qdoba and or Chipotle.
This episode brought to you by nobody, because nobody wants to buy any advertisements.
Right.
Nobody advertises with us.
All you get is the freebies that
they've heard of the show.
This episode is, however, brought to you by three fat asses in a room lunchtime. Three fat asses in a room around lunchtime. That's Nerd Radio right there.
Who haven't had lunch yet.
That's true.
Well, as I was telling you guys before we got started, I got a whole bunch of video game stories to cover. I got some comic book news to talk about, and this weekend is WWE SummerSlam. And
Thunderdome.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Interactive wrestling experience in the WWE Thunderdome, aka the Amtrak Center in Orlando or something.
All right. Yeah, no, as I looking forward to talking to you about that and informing Al about what's going on in the WWE right now. Well, let's
a whole lot.
Let's start with the video games. This past weekend was the open beta for Avengers, as well as when you could finally download the Tony Hawk Pro Skater demo. We talked about that last week. So got both of those, played them a whole bunch this weekend. I'm happy to report the Tony Hawk Pro Skater demo is very pretty. It's the first level from the original Tony Hawk. It comes with four of the tracks, two of which one was Guerrilla Radio, Rage Against the Machine from the second game, and the other one was Goldfinger Superman from the first game.
That's one of your classics right there. Right?
Had a great time riding around. I told Amy, wouldn't it be funny if just to troll us, just in the demo, instead of having Goldfinger Superman, they got, Three Doors Down's
Superman. That Superman, yeah.
That starts
Kryptonite.
Up, Kryptonite. You're like, this is the wrong Superman.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
However, unfortunately, it also triggers my motion sickness.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I played about three or four two-minute rounds of it, and I was like, I don't feel so good.
And
so
it wasn't from the burrito you ate either.
It wasn't.
Was no cheese.
No, it wasn't. So I had to hand it over to Amy. So much like the Spider-Man game, I'm going to have to play it in small increments and build up my immunity to the Tony Hawk game. But the Avengers game is absolutely what I want to talk about. I was I was excited to hear about it after you told us about it last week, James. I'm still, it still doesn't strike me as something I got to buy as soon as it comes out.
Day one? Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
Because it comes out like, what, 2 or 3 weeks?
I think in like 2 weeks.
Comes out in September. Yeah. By Christmas, that thing's going to be like, you know, 30,
40
bucks.
Oh, yeah, you'll get that. Like, probably Black Friday sale, $20 off. Yeah. No doubt. It'll be one of the doorbuster deals.
But I
beat a grandma over the head with a vacuum cleaner to get it at Walmart.
Yeah, right.
Give me the Avengers, grandma! Suck on this Dyson!
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But it's a lot of demo. Holy
yeah,
moly.
They give you a lot of game that you can stick your teeth into.
The single player is like 2 hours before you even get to the multiplayer. Yeah. And you get to play everybody for a couple of minutes at least.
Mm-hmm. But they, they give you a little bit of each character. Like I said, like they give you the character with the training wheels.
Yep.
And they slowly take the training wheels off.
Yeah.
Then eventually they give you the full bike. They give you the full hog.
It's once again really weird that with in a world where we've spent 10 years with Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. that they didn't even try to get somebody that sounds like that.
Oh, yeah, no. They're like, no. Just get whatever we can get the cheapest.
Yeah, they just completely went in the opposite direction because the Nintendo Switch game, the Ultimate Alliance game, like they got a bunch of people for Rocket, for Iron Man, for everybody is like, okay, I know that's not Robert Downey Jr., but he's absolutely got the speech pattern down.
But it's like somebody who's trying to mimic the character.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, I appreciated that. But gameplay-wise, I think they did a fantastic job. You absolutely, every character plays different enough that you know, okay, this does feel like I'm playing Thor. This absolutely feels like Black Widow.
Isn't it cool? You throw the hammer and then you call it back.
That is the coolest.
Instead of you just throw the hammer and then it just punch comes somebody back. Else in the nuts and it just comes back automatically. Yeah.
Yeah, because later on when you get to play as Captain America, like the shield doesn't have that. It does ricochet off stuff, but you can't like control where the ricochet is going to hit. So you can't if you hit a second guy, then it's kind of all dumb luck.
Yep, it's rando.
And I know that over this particular weekend, connection issues abound.
Really,
as far as the multiplayer,
it was because it was open for everybody, so it wasn't just limited to the people that pre-ordered.
Right,
and maybe the response was more than what Square Enix assumed would happen.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on it. The only thing I can put my finger on was a problem, was it felt like there were plenty of people who just left the game on and running. Because you went, much like any other multiplayer game, you get a team of four people, and then you have to hit a button to ready up, just like Realm Royale or Call of Duty or anything like that. And I can't tell you how many times I would get somebody else in the thing, I would ready up, and then sit wait for them to ready up for like 15 minutes. Like, they're not even there.
They're AFK.
Yeah. The other thing I ran into is that we had, I got a group of four people. Two of them were like level 14 or something. I'm level 1 or 2, and then there's another guy that's level 1 or 2. The two people that are level 14 were away from keyboard. They were not playing. And unfortunately, because it scales the enemies depending on, well, hello, acronym official now hosting. Because it scales the enemies, all the enemies were level 14, and I couldn't do any damage to them. So while the Hulk and Ms. Marvel are just standing at the entrance and not doing anything, me and Black Widow, I'm playing Iron Man, me and Black Widow are pummeling this AIM agent and doing no damage.
Of course.
I had the same issue when I played with Robbie. I think that must have been what happened. Because all of a sudden, I'm playing a match or a game or one of the levels with Robbie Landis from Checkpoint XP, and they're like level 25 enemies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm pretty much flicking them in the nuts,
yes.
And it's not doing anything. And I think they might have a cup on, Robbie, because I'm flicking, and I'm flicking as hard as I can flick.
Nothing is happening.
Yeah, to these Doombots or Dreadbots or whatever, these robots. And you pretty much had to do everything in that whole level.
Yeah. By the way, we're not continuing the Robbie bit this week, obviously, but to the flick in the nuts, I'll say.
Oh, no! There you go.
Take that, Doombot.
So a couple of things to work out, but they've got a couple more beta weekends before the game drops live. I think this weekend is just the Xbox and the PC players, and then the weekend after that is everybody for the open beta. So a couple more weekends to try it out if you haven't already. Definitely worth trying out. But I've looked up, I don't know if you've seen this already, James. Somebody went into some of the beta file, some of the code of the beta file.
Like data mining or whatever?
Yes, somebody data mined it and found a whole bunch of names in there. Of characters that we can probably expect down the line.
Ooh, I'm excited. I'm all ears.
Yeah, so the leaked data file includes playable heroes Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay, I assume those were coming. At least Ant-Man for sure.
Right. Black Panther.
Okay, nice.
Vision.
Ooh.
Scarlet Witch, Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange.
Yes! Doctor Strange!
Yep. And also Falcon and Quake, which is the character from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Cool.
Quake. Come on. You mean the game from the 90s?
Yeah, right. They're just going to put the first-person shooter Quake in there. Yeah. You're just going to play it.
Then obviously, of course, Spider-Man's coming on the PlayStation version of the game.
Yep. Hawkeye, I think, is supposed to be one of the first. That's the guy that I'm interested in playing.
See, that's I was going to make the joke about who's the worst Avenger.
Right.
I was going to say Hawkeye, but like, I'm not going to say that because I know that's Chuck's favorite.
Yeah,
like,
you're going to go ahead.
I don't want to hurt his feelings right off the top here.
Go ahead and break my heart.
Yeah. Well, it also depends on if you're reading the comic or if it's a certain writer.
Right.
Like I said before, I really like Iron Man as done by Johnny Depp. I almost Robert Downey Jr.
Johnny Depp, you Iron Man, you.
Yeah. No, I like him in the movies, but I do not like him in the comics.
Right. There are also several characters that have also been previously reported as going to be playable from other beta files, include War Machine.
Cool.
She-Hulk and Kate Bishop, the younger Hawkeye.
Yeah.
There's also stuff in that beta file that lists Ultron and Deathlok. So really? Ultron will probably be in the game further down the line as a...
So as an enemy, then,
yeah.
Once we deal with the Taskmaster.
Right.
The most horribly
Absolutely.
Named bad guy in history.
But that was another article that I'd read about how in Super Smash Brothers, you know, they constantly put more characters
and
stuff like
that. Yeah,
they
always had new characters in that
game. But there's a bunch of characters that they call Echo Fighters because it's essentially the same, you know, like Mario and Luigi have the same style, but they're slightly different. Luigi's a little bit taller. His a fighting style can be a little bit different, or there's two different versions of Samus from Metroid kind of thing. And that leads me to think that a lot of these characters that we're going to see are going to be echo fighters of characters we've already got. Like,
so they'll be similar. So like maybe Hawkeye will be kind of similar to how you would play Black Widow, but a couple buttons will do a couple different things.
We're gonna get a War Machine. Obviously, already got Iron Man, so his fighting and moving style is probably going to be very similar to Iron Man with a couple of small
maybe
changes.
Instead of shooting the rockets like you would with Iron Man, maybe War Machine's big-ass machine gun will come in and F some mofos up.
And that's what I was thinking with Black Widow, because she's got that ability with like the right trigger where she throws a thing out and you can grab a person and like pull yourself towards them. I'm like, well, that's a Spider-Man move.
Oh, absolutely.
So I can see
is.
That. But then you've also Ms. Marvel's got the ability to stretch up and grab stuff and pull up. So, you know, there's stuff that I'm like, okay, that's going to be a Spider-Man move later, and this is going to be an Iron Man.
That's a great observation. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. So, if these are the main characters that they're going to kind of model everybody else after,
right?
How are they going to take some of those abilities and use that with the other character? But that's a great use for Spider-Man's web. Like,
So you before we started, you were saying in the chat that your favorite was the Hulk.
Yeah, Hulk is awesome, and I think they nailed the way the Hulk moves. So, like, you start jumping across a map, like it looks like the Hulk's got these different maneuvers or body movements and motion, the way he jumps, just like in the movies. Like, there's moments when you're playing as the Hulk that I'm like, I am in the Incredible Hulk movie. I am Bruce Banner.
Because they push the Hulk really hard in that demo. Like, you play the Hulk for a lot of the demo.
Yeah.
And there was, I think my favorite was probably Black Widow, because I tend to like a character that's a little more dodging and agile and stuff. I also appreciate that she's got the firearms.
Yeah,
because most of the time when I was playing, I would just like run around the outside and take out turrets to make sure that they're not shooting, you know, the Hulk and the Iron Man character that are doing the heavy work.
Yeah, they do a great job of giving all the characters like range attacks and close attacks. So like, Black Widow has the guns you can shoot, you know, at range. The Hulk can rip up ground.
Yeah, he can just pick up pieces of ground and throw it at people
and destroy stuff. So. Yeah, I think they did a great job so far with the game. I'm excited to play through. I'm excited to play through and actually get into more of the story.
For all the stuff that, like I was saying before, this voice acting is not great. The character models look very strange to me. But the one thing Amy brought up is they did a great job on the hair.
Everybody have good hair?
Everybody's hair is amazing.
That would be a woman's observation. Man, damn, did you see Black Widow's hair?
Well, that's what she brought up every time, because she saw me playing. She saw me playing the Hulk over and over again. She's like, "The Hulk looks like Al if he just takes his hat off."
Son of a bitch!
He's got Al hair. He's got Al back hair.
Oh no!
The Incredible Al.
Yeah.
Al smash.
Yeah. Al eat pizza again.
Al smash pizza. Al smash tacos. Al smash chocolate cake.
Yes.
Why does the Hulk have to talk like a caveman too?
See, honestly, that's the biggest reason why I don't like the Hulk. I do not like I call it dumb speak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It drives me nuts. I cannot deal with the Hulk just based on that.
It's just funny, too, because I just realized I am very hypocritical, because I was upset a little bit that the Hulk was so smart in the last Avengers movie.
Sure.
You know, and I was like, why is he talking so smart? Like, that's not the Hulk. And now I'm like, why does Hulk always just talk about smashing like a caveman? I don't know. Marvel can never please me.
You want a middle ground?
Yeah. Like, just talk like me. Say the F word every so often when you smash some stuff and, you know, and talk about boobs and farts. I don't know.
Yeah, so that's I'm sure we'll talk more and more about that game as it comes out. But if that doesn't sell you by this point, Al, I don't know what will. As far as this Avengers,
you can play as yourself.
Yeah, you can be yourself, angry machine. Big green angry Al Beck.
Well, that's all I need is more playing with myself. That's great. Can't wait.
Well, something else that I know James is absolutely excited for is they're updating Untitled Goose Game.
Yes.
With local co-op, you can play as a second goose.
Double the goose, double the trouble. I'm hoping to give you a new to-do list with your partner.
Yeah.
Like, I love the idea of being able to have two players play. I wish they could be an online co-op due to the COVID stuff, because no offense, there's some people I'd love to play the game with, but hey, you're not coming into my house.
Right, yeah.
You're not coming into my house. I'm not buying one of those sterilizers.
You don't have to dance around it. I know you don't want me to come over.
Hey, I know. Nobody in this room. I wouldn't be in the room with you guys.
But. I was going to say, we're in the same room all the time together, so we might as well play Untitled Goose Game.
Yeah, but that's why I was saying, I was calling him out, because obviously you guys work together all the time. He doesn't mind about it. He only has to see me once a week, and he comes in with the mask and he stays way over there. Yeah.
No, you guys want to play Untitled Goose Game, you let me know. I've already got it downloaded. I think it's a free update. So,
but yeah, the free update comes out September 23rd, and it's getting a physical copy for the PlayStation 4.
And I'm so tempted to buy the physical copy.
I know.
Maybe I'll buy the physical copy for the Switch.
Yeah.
So that way maybe I can get my fiance involved. Maybe she'll want to play.
There you go.
You know, I have the Switch set up on a different TV, because there's only certain games that she's into that she'll play. Like, I try to pitch her on these different games, and she's not into it, but Mario Kart and Mario Party are two that she's always down to play.
Yeah.
So I got those two. I put it on the big screen TV so we can actually play video games and do that. Maybe I can get her an Untitled Goose Game.
There you go. Yeah.
Go goose around.
I think she would like trolling people with a goose.
I think so, too.
I think she would. I'd get a kick out of it.
But when I've explained it to her, she just looks at me and gives me like the head shake, like, I decided to say yes about marrying you, huh?
Yeah.
Full of regret.
All right, well, let's take a short break. I still got more video game news. Of course, the big news in the last 7 days is what in the world is going on with Fortnite. We'll talk about that and more coming up on Nerd Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We're back with more Nerd Radio.
Roger me, we'll call me anything. Hello, hello, Earth.
And now, back to the nerds.
Welcome back to Nerd Radio, wherever you get your podcasts, and part of the B-Pod Studios Network. We're also, where are we, Al?
Well, you can just go to nerdradio101.com, and that'll just show up. No, you can find us online at WRF.com, also 96KRock.com in Fort Myers, and in Boston at Rock929Rocks.com.
And nerdradio101.com, all across anywhere else in the plant. I don't know.
Yeah. That'll forward you to the riff straight to the download page. So you can find all the episodes right there.
Yep.
If you go to nerdradio101.com.
And of course, thanks to the tireless work of James, we're also on YouTube, where you can check out our videos when we're not streaming on Twitch.
So if you ever miss a stream, or you don't know what a stream is, or you don't know what Twitch is, you can go to youtube.com/nerdradio101, I believe. We got the vanity URL, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Didn't know if we had enough followers for that.
We have no idea what's going on here.
No, not at all.
If you learned anything.
I got the password. I signed in. I uploaded some videos. I've edited some videos, and we've put them up there.
We show up. We talk about nerd stuff, and then we just put it out into the ether. And if people find it, then we're really happy to know that. Yeah. But
Chuck just kicked it around the room. What are other details about the show? And me and James both, I don't know.
Yeah, Chuck.
If you leave it to me, I'll be like, we're in Oregon and
it's true.
San Francisco.
Well, that's senility.
It hurts, Al.
As the senior nerd in the room.
It hurts.
You'll forget about it in a couple of minutes. It's fine.
Aww.
I'm glad you defined what that was, because I don't know. I'm like, is that like an esports player, senility? Is that a lady streamer on Twitch that, you know, is baiting her boobs or something?
Is that what I should change my Twitch stream to? Is twitch.tv/senility?
Yeah, it's going to be harder for me to plug your channel, though, if you do that.
That's your Avenger name.
Senility.
Senility.
What up, Twitch streamers? This is Senility. Today I'm playing. I don't remember what I'm playing. Where am I?
Yeah,
what's happening?
Pong, once again.
Hey, you know what? I was listening to a podcast. I don't remember what the name of the podcast is. There's Senility. But they were talking about the ET game on the 2600. I had to pull out my 2600 emulator and play ET for a minute or two.
Nice.
Before I remembered that it's bad. James, I'm going to defer to you because I'm sure you guys with the Checkpoint XP group have talked about this. Fortnite.
Yeah.
What in God's name is happening with Fortnite?
Well, the developer behind Fortnite is going to war with Apple and Google in terms of pretty much the fact that Apple and Google take such a huge cut of profits off the top of what gamers are paying for items and things. So essentially, Epic Games was like, hey, you can buy all your stuff through the Apple Store and through the Google Play Store, but if you come directly to us and you go around Apple and Google, you can get a 20% discount on all your things.
Right.
And you can buy it like that. And so that made Apple upset, and so they yanked them from the store. And then Google found out, they yanked them from the store, and now they're just kind of in a big, fat legal battle. And I think Apple made another move that could, or a threat, that could completely remove anything that, like, Epic Games, and I think they have a share in, like, Tencent games, which is, like, your PUBG Mobile, your Call of Duty Mobile.
Oh, wow.
To where, and they all use the Unreal Engine, so anything that uses that engine or is made by those game systems could possibly get ganked out of all those things.
Wow.
So right now, if you have Fortnite on your iOS device, you'll still be able to play it for the moment. And the second an update happens, you're out. You're not going to be able to update or do any of that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
All that over the fact that they don't like you going direct to the source for your bucks.
Yeah, I mean, Apple wants their cut, you know, and it's just a man. I feel like Epic, you don't really need Apple or Google, like, to stick to console and PC games.
What cut, or how much is the cut that they asked, you
know? I believe
it's
30%.
30%.
So they take 30% right off the top just for being in their store.
Okay.
And I could be incorrect to some of this stuff, or I might have some of these facts not 100% up to the capability, because I still don't really process it.
I kind of love the stance that Epic did take, though, because they're like 20% discount. So they're only making a tiny bit more than if they were just leave it alone on Apple.
True. Yeah.
Because they're, you know, they would be losing 30% on it instead of they're losing 20%.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost would be, if it was really just taking a stance, they should have given a 30% discount to come directly to them. Just be like, you know what? It's not that we need the money. It's you're skimming off the top and doing nothing. Go F yourself.
Absolutely. But I feel like there's got to be a bigger plan in place. Because
you wouldn't think they would have actually taken the step if they didn't have plans after plans. Like I had read last week when it happened, within about 24 hours, there was an 80-page lawsuit.
Yeah, they had the lawsuit ready to go. They also had marketing materials ready to go. Fortnite 1984 or whatever.
Right.
Everybody's poking fun at the control that I think Apple has over the apps in their store and all that kind of stuff. So I feel like everybody's, at least Epic Games has a plan that they're trying to execute.
Right.
And it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. Because Google's kind of like, oh, Apple pulled them from the store, huh? Because, because of this? Okay, well, guess what? You're out of the Google store also for the same reason. You violated a policy is what they essentially are saying.
Which would have been fascinating if Google had decided it's like, no, you can do whatever.
Yeah, if Google was okay, we don't
instead
care.
Instead of just following suit with Apple. Do you think at this point that Fortnite is so big that it does not matter if, you know, 3 months from now you can't play it on Apple or a Google device?
Well, I think that's an interesting point that you guys are making, though, and I think that's why Apple's looking at things that they have a share in.
Yeah.
You know, because Fortnite's like, we can do this because we really don't need it. Yeah, we'd love to be on the mobile device and it would be more income, but we make, we've got enough. Obviously, we want more, but, man, that's why Apple's probably sitting back and be like, well, you're involved this, and this, too, so we're going to take all that down as well, or come after it at least.
Yeah.
Like, I have to do something because I personally feel like Fortnite, you don't need the iOS devices. You're already making billions of dollars, I believe, billions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, before the game is even available on your mobile device, your iPhones, your iPads, you know, and that kind of stuff. So I feel like Epic doesn't really need you, Apple. I don't need you, Google.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
if it was all in the Epic store.
If it was a smaller company with a game that wasn't already as hot, that was just starting out, you know, like they couldn't, Valorant couldn't get away with being like, no, we're only available on the Epic Games on the PC or something.
Yeah, because I don't think Valorant doesn't have that notoriety or that popularity yet. You know, you don't see any Valorant toys on the shelves.
Right.
You know, you don't see Valorant t-shirts for sale at GameStop.
So do we see, and I am asking because I do not know, do we see any loss of steam when it comes to Fortnite? Are people going to other games, or is Fortnite as popular as ever?
I mean, I know it's still popular, but I feel like it's probably losing steam.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know. That would be more of a question that we'd have to ask some of the experts over at Checkpoint.
Gotcha. Yeah.
About like weird.
I was just curious because it always seems like, you know, there will be a super popular game
right.
that eventually gets replaced by something else. Like Call of Duty is kind of the tired war game right now, but that was the alternative to Medal of Honor at one time. You know
right.
what I mean? And then people got tired of Call of Duty and they started playing Battlefield. You know, mm-hmm. so I was just kind of curious if it's a good time for Fortnite to be taking some sort of stand, if they still have the clout. But it does sound like they have enough popularity.
Yeah, I feel like it's still big enough, but I couldn't tell you like how big, if is it still seeing growth. I would imagine it's probably seeing things get smaller, like it's being less popular.
Mm.
Like Ninja, he doesn't really play Fortnite anymore.
He's, right.
Seems like he's going to be going in the direction of playing Valorant on a professional level. But I don't think he's actually come out and officially made that statement. So a lot of the big-name streamers that were playing Fortnite have kind of moved on to other areas in esports where they can find a bigger paycheck, essentially, or mm-hmm. more fun playing.
We were talking about the different games that, you know, could possibly, like, there's always a hot game that's on mm-hmm. the Fall Guys seems to be.
Fall Guys is hot right
the
now.
The next
it's super
thing.
Popular. And so much fun. It's such casual, who gives a crap,
right?
Like, games, and it's a blast. I mean, they're getting huge numbers on Twitch. Tons of downloads. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but like
right.
stuff's in the millions.
Yeah.
It just launched like, was it last week? Yeah, last week I think it launched. And I mean, I think it's free still in the PS4 store.
Yeah.
You can download it for free if you're a PlayStation player.
That was what I was thinking. Go ahead.
Okay. But yeah, Fall Guys, if you have not played it, I say check it out. We joke at Checkpoint XP like it's going to be an eSport.
Yeah.
Like Robbie Landis will roll his eyes like, in disgust when me and Weird Beer talk about how cool it would be if Fall Guys became an eSport and they had Fall Guy teams. Because I feel like I might have a shot of being on a Fall Guys team.
Because there is some strategy to it, but it's a lot of like just being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, there's a lot of luck involved.
Yeah.
But I think you sent me on Twitter because I was complaining I have a hard time with this seesaw level
mm-hmm.
or these seesaws that keep going back and forth, and once you stand on one end it starts to lower it.
Yep.
Uses weight and physics and stuff, and then Chuck sends me a video of some guy who found a way to kind of get around it all, and I was like, see, that's the things that these esport players are gonna have to
yeah exactly there's gonna be these people who've absolutely figured out how to, you know, get through levels
yeah
on a strange basis. What I was gonna say is that, do you think that at this point the popularity of Fortnite has to do with the social, like, hey, all my friends are playing it, so I might as well play Fortnite so I can play with my friends.
Absolutely. I think that has a huge part of it. You know, your friends are playing it, and you want to play games with your friends, you go play the games that they're playing. I know
yeah.
I used to do it. Back when I was playing games, I wasn't as able to – you weren't able to connect with your buddies online like
right.
you can now. That's all new. But, you know, if you could go to your friend's house – you play, bring the game.
Yeah,
you know, games that everybody want to play. You bring the game and a controller, and you'd play. You know,
I'm remembering like going over a friend's house to play GoldenEye, and then they rented the South Park's first person shooter, and like
yeah.
we're playing that instead. I'm like, I really wanted to play GoldenEye,
yeah.
but I also want to hang out with you guys, so I guess we'll play the South Park
yeah.
game.
You'd be like, I just unlocked the golden gun in GoldenEye. I wanted to show it off.
Right.
I just got Jaws. I want to play as Jaws.
Yes.
And that was the other thing I was thinking, too, is that, so obviously Google and Apple are having problems with, and that's something Amy's in the stream right now. She had said that she wants how many kids are only able to use an iOS or a mobile device cost-wise to access Fortnite.
And, you know, that there could be a big number of those people out there, those kids out there.
Right.
Parents,
and you would imagine with those kind of kids, too, that, like, they're just going to move on to something else. That's probably what Apple and Google are thinking, is, like,
mm-hmm.
as soon as Fortnite updates and they can't play Fortnite
yep.
anymore, they're just going to find something
oh, right.
like
I'll
it.
Play Roblox then, you know?
Yeah.
Well, spoiler alert, none of the companies involved give two craps about the,
no.
about the poor people.
At the end of the day, you can make this,
they really
you
don't.
Can make a cute 1984 video, but at the end of the day, you're there for the cash.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, speaking of being there for the cash, last weekend was 10-year anniversary of the Scott Pilgrim versus the World movie.
How long?
10 years.
Really?
That movie came out 10 years ago. That's why they did the table read about a month ago online and all that good stuff. They are releasing or reissuing the soundtrack to the movie, which I absolutely love. But the reason I bring it up is because it's going to have an extra 30 minutes of songs Beck wrote for Sex Bomb, the band that Scott Pilgrim is in. And considering that those songs are like 2 minutes apiece, that's like a Sex Bomb double album. I can't wait to hear that. That's going to be good stuff. But
did you realize Beck wrote songs for that?
They got different musicians to write because there's a couple different bands in the game.
Okay.
And they got different musicians, or not the game, the movie. They got different musicians. Beck wrote all the music for Sex Bomb. Metric wrote the song for the Clash of Demon Head band that one of the evil exes in, the one that has the vegan powers. And then Broken Social Scene wrote the songs for Crash and the Boys, the one that you hear at the end of our thing, the one-minute song that's I'm So Sad, so very, very sad.
Gotcha. I didn't realize. I think Beck is a very talented musician when he's not writing slow, sad songs. So.
Sure.
Like, that might get me interested to check it out. A two-minute Beck song? Oh, yeah.
Slow and sad is the only relationship between this Beck and that Beck.
Yeah. There's the common denominator. I found it.
The other thing I wanted to bring up, though, is that when the movie came out, they also made a game digitally that you could get on the 360 and the PlayStation 3, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. And it's a lot like the Mall Brawl, the Jane Silent Bob game. It was a side-scrolling beat-em-up that was kind of yesteryear 16-bit.
I think I remember seeing that be put out, but I never played it. I wasn't really big into the Scott Pilgrim stuff. My roommate back in the day was. But.
Well, it's not surprising you didn't play it because it only existed until about 2014.
Okay.
And then the license expired, and you haven't been able to actually get a copy of it because they never made physical copies. It was a digital-only game. It was a download-only game. And both Brian Lee O'Malley, who's the creator of the comic book, and the director of the movie, whose name escapes me at the moment. There's that senility coming up again. Both of them have been very active on Twitter over the last couple years about, like, man, I wish people could still get this game because it was a lot of fun. We did a lot of work on it. Last weekend, Brian Lee O'Malley just tweeted in all caps that Ubisoft has contacted him
about
the game. It's one of those things where there's a lot of moving parts. You've got to Ubisoft put the game out originally, so they've got to have the license. Brian Lee O'Malley's the creator of the comic, but he's already signed off on it, essentially.
The director was Edgar Wright.
Edgar Wright, yeah. Edgar Wright was a big fan of it, but now you've got to go to Universal Pictures as well because they put the movie out and get the, if you can get all of them to agree, then maybe, possibly, we'll get a remaster of the Scott Pilgrim game.
But so Scott Pilgrim, give me a little history on that. It started out as a comic.
It was a comic book. Brian Lee O'Malley was a big, he grew up with a Nintendo, so like Clash of Demon Head was a Nintendo game. He turned one of the bands he named him after Clash of Demon Head. The Sex Bomb is a Bomb from Super Mario 2.
Okay.
But he hung out with a lot of local musicians in Canada. He loved video games. He, obviously was a big comic book and anime guy, so he made his own comic, which came in the little tiny, like, manga form, the Japanese comic book form, six books of it. And once the first book came out, somebody over at Universal read it and was like, we got to make a movie of this.
So Universal is probably the ones holding out on the licensing then.
I would think so.
Because it seems like there's opportunity would be, I don't know if it would be like nostalgia.
Right.
I'm not sure what it would be, but it feels like there's some money to be made.
Oh, absolutely. With this game. Yeah, totally. Because there's obviously a bunch of people since 2014 that have heard about this game or seen videos of the game and gone like, that looks like a blast, and haven't been able to play it.
Especially if it's a 10-year anniversary. Dude, that's an easy cash grab. You put that game out. All the Scott Pilgrim diehards, like Chuck here.
Yeah, I mean, I still have it on my 360, but, if you offer it to me for, 20 or 30 bucks for, like, a, physical copy on the Switch.
Yeah, the Switch. There you go.
I'm in. Yeah. I'm in, absolutely. Amy was making fun of me because I wasn't sure last week about pre-ordering Tony Hawk. Like, if I pre-order a physical copy, do I still get the demo or do I have to get a digital copy? And then I went and looked, and the game itself is $40.
Really?
Yeah, instead of the regular 60.
Yeah, 20 bucks off.
Yeah, cool. It's 40 bucks to get the new Tony Hawk game. I was like, well, that's nice. So I digitally got it anyways. But she always makes fun of me about, like, why do you have to have a physical one? You have it. It's there. Mm,
yeah, but what happens when the cloud goes away?
Right. What happens when the license expires and you can't download it anymore?
One. Yeah.
Another bit of gaming news before we move on that I wanted to talk to you guys about, because I saw this and I thought it was absolutely hilarious. A 56-year-old Pokemon Go player was arrested for assaulting another Pokemon Go player.
Oh, man. He got his Pikachu. That's my Pikachu!
Keep your hands off my Pikachu.
Get your hand off my Pikachu!
You pervert!
For those of you in the room that don't know how Pokemon Go works, there's different gyms that you can take over for your team. You join one of three teams, a red team, a blue team, or a yellow team.
And team Rocket, baby.
And you can take over a gym for your team and then put a Pokemon in there to defend it and then come back, and that Pokemon will get experience and you'll get stuff for defending it. Well, apparently he was going back and forth with this other player. He was sitting in his car, or the other player was sitting in his car, and he was like at a park, and they were going back and forth, taking this gym back and forth. And he eventually got so upset about it, he walked over to the guy's car, opened the door, and started just kicking him in the face.
Wow. That's not very friendly.
I just, like, you fought a guy over Pokemon Go. What the hell?
How old is he?
56.
God damn it.
What?
Just come on.
I think Al's saying that because he sees future Chuck being that guy.
I'm not going to fight a guy over Pokemon Go.
Well, there might be a Transformers game.
Yeah,
there might be.
Transformers Battle Bots.
Yeah. No, I might fight a guy over a Transformers game.
You beat up my Optimus Prime.
All right, moving on. I don't want to talk about it. Next weekend is my big movie weekend, as long as we're all still alive. Bill and Ted Face the Music is hitting the video on demand and the theaters August 28th, or at least it's streaming starting August 28th, $20.
Not bad.
$20 to stream Bill and Ted. I think originally they were like, it's going to be 30. It's going to be 20.
See, to me, $20, I think that's what we said before. Like, that's like my comfort zone right there.
It's $20. The ceiling for me, and yeah. I still have to have a minimum of two people watching it before I'm going to do that. In the MASH gear.
Everybody, pay up. Pony up. It's $20. They got the space. So you owe me 10. You owe me 10. There we go. Okay.
Yeah. If I invite you over to my place, there's
help
a cover
yourself
charge.
To some tap water.
Yep.
Exactly.
You want a pop, that's going to cost you $5.
Yeah. If you want to use the Brita container, it's an extra nickel.
Yeah. You want filtered water or tap water?
Those filters are expensive, man.
They are.
So, yeah, that's going to be next Friday is when that's officially released. And that's also the day that New Mutants.
Is New Mutants also going to be VOD?
It is not. Oh. And I kind of wish it was.
You got a hazmat suit up to go see that, man.
I'm totally gonna. I'm going to be sitting in the back of the theater so nobody gets their droplets from behind on me.
And he'll sneeze somebody in the projector room. Oh, he'll hear somebody in the projector room sneeze.
Yeah. What are you doing up there? Don't do that. Also, Dave Grohl's supposed to have a cameo in the Bill and Ted movie.
I heard. I just saw that. Yeah
it's on our website, wrif.com.
You think he's going to play like God or something? Because they had the Grim Reaper was in Bogus Journey, right?
He's going to be in this one, too. They brought him back.
He's going to be back, too?
Yep, same actor and everything.
What are they playing, like Battleship? What game are they going to play? Because they're playing Twister. That was a good one. Were they playing Twister and Connect 4?
You sunk my Battleship.
Oh, yeah, we're playing Battleship already, yeah.
It would be a good choice, though, Dave Grohl. Well, I mean, it would probably be a better God performance than Alanis Morissette in Dogma.
Oh, yeah.
Because when he played Alanis Morissette in Dogma. I thought that was great.
That makes me really happy about religious freedom. But, because he's played the devil with Tenacious D?
Yep.
Right?
Oh, that's
so
right.
He's played,
yeah.
like, those kind of figures. I can see him being some sort of rock god who's teaching him. He's going to pass down the song to kind of unite the world or whatever.
I kind of hope that they, because part of the plot of this looks like their daughters are trying to put together a band to help them write the song that's supposed to unite the world or something like that. I kind of hope they, as they go through time and get musicians, they just get Dave Grohl.
Oh, that'd be cool too.
Get Beethoven and Dave Grohl and, you know, a couple other people.
Or maybe Dave Grohl be one of the daughter's dads.
Oh, there you go.
You know, so they'd be like dad bros.
That'd be cool. I love Dave Grohl, man. So I think that's cool. He's in the movie.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. He's always a lot of fun when he's in anything. I mean, there's a video when he was with when he's doing them Crooked Vultures with the bass player from Led Zeppelin and Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age. There's a video they shot in the studio while they were recording called Fresh Pots that me and Amy where he's just yelling about fresh pots of coffee. He's just behind the drums. He's going crazy. He's like, fresh pots! He just wants fresh pots of coffee. We're also real close to The Boys, this second season of The Boys. That's coming out, I believe it's September, the following weekend, like September the 8th or something like that.
Sweet.
But they're already talking season three.
Okay.
They're already saying that the guy who's putting it together says that he's already got an ending in mind. They're not saying that season three is the end, but much like when they did Preacher, he's like, I know what the end is. Mm. So now I'm just filling time until they tell us we can't make any more of these.
Right.
And then I'll put it in there.
That's cool.
Also, one of the guys that was in Supernatural, Jensen Ackles, is going to be in the third season.
I don't know who that is, but it's funny that you bring it up because it was news like, whoever this guy, Jensen Jeans or whatever, is yep. in the movie or in the show. Like, okay.
Hell, did you think they were going to all be wearing Junko jeans in yes. the season of The Boys? You're like, I don't know who this is. Who this is.
But it's funny that evidently it's big enough news that you brought it up on the podcast because I just kept scrolling.
Yeah, well, Supernatural is one of those shows I don't think anyone in this room has watched. But they went like
I've seen a couple episodes.
10-plus seasons,
it
man.
For a long time. Is it
it's a huge
the
thing.
Demon hunting brothers or whatever?
Yeah.
The hunky brothers that hunt demons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's going to play the character of Soldier Boy. Which is the boys' version of Captain America.
Superman.
Right.
So that'll be, yes, Soldier yeah. Boy. I had three boys.
You had three boys?
I had three
My God.
Boys. Article.
You were busy.
Congratulations.
They're gonna,
the triplets?
They're going to start filming as well in January for this, for the third season of The Boys.
So they were able to get the second one completely done. And
yep.
Okay, cool.
But, yeah, so more of The Boys on the way. Did you also see Keanu was talking about this week they started going back to filming the new Matrix movie? He was saying that they're taking a lot of different precautions for COVID to make sure that it's working out well.
Oh, good.
That's good.
But that he's very excited about doing it. And then he said there's a real feeling on the set of this kind of like, we got to entertain people. Let's get on set. Let's get our props. Let's get our costumes. Let's do the thing.
Like they're gearing up to go to war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Entertainment.
I'll tell you though, if I was in that movie, which clearly I'm not, I would not want to be filming it because he's a great guy, but tragedy follows him, man. Like someone is going to die on that movie.
Oh boy. There's a bold,
Keanu.
Yes.
Bold prediction.
What tragedy follows Keanu?
Yeah, everything goes wrong around him. It's like it's amazing that he's such a great guy with all the horrible thing. Wasn't he homeless at one point? He had somebody close to him die. Like, he's just, tragedy follows him. It's like, I think it's why he's such a good dude. It keeps him humble. But something bad is going to happen around that dude.
Yeah.
You be
I
careful.
Hope not.
You be careful.
You be careful, Matrix movie people. Yes. Something bad's going to happen around yeah. Keanu.
Don't take my Morpheus.
Not my Morpheus.
No.
All right, well, let's take another short break. I got some comic book news to tell you guys about, and we got to talk about SummerSlam, man. It's coming up in a couple of days. WWE is pulling some just goofy, goofy stuff.
Thunderdome virtual experience.
Oh, it sounds terrible. I can't wait to hear what that's all about.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, what's up? It's WWE Superstar Braun Strowman, and you're listening to Nerd Radio.
Oh, the snack you put on that. Nerd Radio.
You got your hands on Nerd Radio.
Welcome back. It's more Nerd Radio with Chuck Bean, Al Beck, and James. Of course, finding us all over your social media online at Nerd Radio 101, which is also the website you can link to. To find us. Thanks for that, Mr. Al Beck.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about some comic.
Spent money so I can just say one website from now on. A lazy,
we're
going to
make
man.
You say all the websites still.
Oh, God damn it. Now I've added a new one.
Now you got to tell. Yeah, you tried to make your job easier, but now I got to say them all.
Well, that blew up in my face. Yep.
All right, well, let's talk about some comic book news. Some of this I know that is going to put a smile on Al Beck's face. Some of it not so much. As far as comics go, we talked a couple weeks ago about what's going on at Warner Brothers. They lost a whole bunch of people. A whole bunch of jobs were.
Was one of those Grant Morrison?
They were not.
Damn it.
unfortunately.
God damn it.
However, DC put out their books that are coming out in November in this past week, and you can start to see some of the cuts. They're going to be cutting somewhere around 20% of their line of comics that they're putting out. And in November, they're confirming the cancellation of Teen Titans, Young Justice, Suicide Squad, which is weird because there's a movie on the way.
Right.
Hawkman, Hellblazer, John Constantine, that hurts. And they're also going to be canceling Batgirl, Batman and the Outsiders, Justice League Odyssey, as well as a couple of books that were already coming to an end.
Seems like it would have been a shorter list to just say what they kept.
You would think so. I mean, obviously, you're still going to be able to get a couple of Batman books. You know, Detective Comics is not going anywhere. Action Comics, Superman's not going anywhere. But they're absolutely hitting a point where they're kind of trimming the fat as far as, you know, what books are selling the smallest amount. Mm. That, you know, somebody like Hawkman, we can just put him in a Justice League book. We don't need to have
him. I got to have my Hawkman jump. Hawkman, he's part hawk, part man. Right. And he fights crime with the Justice League. The best part about that rant is from over here, half of James's face is covered by a screen. So it's just half a head just shaking and he's yelling at you.
Well, it's no different than if I had a mask on. I just got a monitor for a mask. Well, I was my hawk, man. Trying to be COVID-19 compliant.
New World Order.
The one title that's also kind of in flux is Aquaman, because the writer is having her final issue that month.
Okay.
And they're calling it a finale, but they're not, like, we'll have to wait until the December solicits come out to find out if there's going to be a new creative team or if they're just not going to print Aquaman after that.
Does Aquaman still have a harpoon for an arm?
No.
No.
They got rid of that guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He actually regrew his arm.
He regrew his arm?
Yeah. Oh. He regenerated
it. Comics is magic.
Yeah, it is. I thought he was badass with that harpoon. That's my Aquaman.
Yeah.
It's also
Jason Momoa, harpoon arm.
Oh, that would be strange, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Badass.
Yeah. Well, like, you can't wipe your eye or anything when you got a harpoon arm.
Then that would suck.
He's got another hand, Chuck. He's got two.
It's like, what was it Robert Kirkman said about taking Rick's hand away?
Yeah.
Back in the day. He's like, I never would have done that if I'd have realized how much I was going to have to write around it.
How
does he put his shoes on? How does he friggin' brush his teeth when he's only got one hand?
I don't know. Harpoon hand Aquaman, though, could run into some problem if he's having some alone time and he's got to, you know, wipe the brow off.
Yeah,
sweat off his brow.
Especially if it's his primary. Like if he's a lefty and they took the left, it's not gonna be. He's not gonna be signing any checks real soon.
Mm. Every time stranger,
he's
every time.
Yep, every time he's alone, it's like he's with a stranger.
The thing that is strange about them announcing this in this week too is that this weekend is DC Fandom. It's a
Fandom.
It's Warner Brothers' version of Comic Con.
Oh, good.
They're doing a 24-hour live stream where they're going to have footage from the Suicide Squad movie I just mentioned, from Wonder Woman 84. Have interviews with a bunch of people, and it'll be really kind of puts a downer on any of the panels about the comics, especially if it's a comic that's going away in two or 3 months.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see some new stuff from the Wonder Woman movie, because I think that was supposed to come out back in May, right?
Yeah.
Because I remember, I think I bought a bag of Doritos that had the Wonder Woman thing all over it, and I got some candy at home, these Sweet Tart ropes. Like they're
tropical punch
ropes supposed to be the Lasso of Truth.
Lasso of Truth, right. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that movie never came out. Well, thank goodness they put candy out, because it's delicious.
You still got your licorice lassos, though?
Damn straight.
All right.
While we're talking about DC Comics, too, there's a Batman book coming out right now called The Batman's Grave. It's a 12-issue miniseries with Warren Ellis writing it and Brian Hitch drawing it. I didn't realize this when issue 9 had come out, but there's a bit of a art problem. Let me see if I can show you guys this. There's a page here where he's talking to Commissioner Gordon. Let me see if you can see this here. And if you look in the second panel, look at Batman's face right there.
Okay, last panel.
The one that I've got on camera right now. There you go. Look at Batman's face and tell me if anything looks a little
he's
suspicious.
He's got no mouth?
He's got no chin.
Yeah.
No chin, no mouth, no nothing.
My God.
And that made it to print. That is in every copy of Batman's Grave number 9. He's just talking to a bat suit. He's not talking to Batman at all.
Looks like Beaker with a cowl.
A little bit, yeah. And
exactly.
The artist actually had to go on the internet with the Brian Hitch had to go on Twitter with the penciled page to show that he drew a mouth and a chin for Batman, but the colorist, while he was coloring it, kind of took it out so he could color the stuff in the back and then forgot to put it back in.
Who's the colorist?
I don't know.
You're effing fuck! fire.
Yeah, well, this certainly isn't the time to miss that. I don't know. The editor is probably in trouble, too, because you're the editor. You're
Who's
supposed
the
to
editor?
Catch that stuff.
I want his name on my... You're effing fired! I'm one of the Warner Brothers head operations guys.
My question is now, do they fix it and reissue it, and does that become collectible? Is that the issue of Batman with no chin?
The article that I read said that it'll probably be fixed when the trade paperback comes out.
So that might be a collectible issue.
The issues themselves will probably stay.
God, it's going to be rich.
Are.
You got the Bat Dong and the chinless Batman. Oh, man. Yeah,
it's my retirement plan.
Yeah.
I got the Batman body part retirement plan.
I cashed in my Bat Dong.
Oh, you already cashed in your Bat Dong?
Yeah. Yeah, that was $100. I'll take it.
Good. Yeah, it's more than I would have paid you for it.
All right. Well, this is going
to
make...
I paid L5 to see it. Yeah. You wanted 20 to touch it. I was like, I'll just take a look at it.
Well, this is going to make you happy, Al. DC is soliciting a hardcover called DC Through the 80s, The End of Eras. And it's going to have a bunch of content that they've printed previously. But one thing it's going to have that has never been printed before is Alan Moore's unproduced Twilight of the Superheroes proposal that he was going to do for DC before everything went, you know, before they divided and he didn't want to deal with DC anymore. So they're once again finding ways to stick it to Alan Moore by printing his stuff that he doesn't want printed.
Ah, gotcha. Now, I do enjoy that. I was going to say, what is this thing like? Is it absolutely fucking bonkers? Like, what is this? I can't imagine what one of his proposals looks like before it gets refined by an editor.
Oh, you should see some of Grant Morrison's. Holy moly.
Well, that's just like an acid trip.
But it was supposed to be a series that he was going to do kind of along the lines of... He did a Superman annual story called Whatever Happened to the Man of Tomorrow. It's supposed to take place in the future when Superman has retired from the public eye. And it was supposed to be kind of like that with Superman, Wonder Woman, and Batman. But then Frank Miller did The Dark Knight Returns, and they were like, well, we've got one of these. We don't need two. So it never got produced.
I'll bet that really made Alan Moore so happy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
To be like, well, this idea of yours has been done.
Really burned his biscuits.
I wanted to tell you guys, too, about, I brought this in, the Empire event that's going on over at Marvel right now. It's their big summer event where I might have described it to you previously. Essentially, what's going on is we know the Kree and the Skrulls are the two alien races that have been warring in the Marvel Universe forever. The Skrulls are the ones with the purple chins that shapeshift and everything that you saw in Captain Marvel. The Kree are the blue ones that you saw that in Guardians of the Galaxy, where that Ronan the Accuser was one of the Kree. In this particular event, we discover that when the Kree and the Skrulls first became races, there was a third plant-based race that they teamed up and destroyed. The remnants of that race have come back to wreak havoc on the entire universe.
Like corn and a turd.
Yeah.
They're back.
And it's led to a bunch of miniseries and events, but one of the miniseries is based around the X-Men. I'm going to try and make this as short and easy to understand as possible.
Hold on, I got a pencil and some paper. I'm going to take notes so I can follow this.
So the X-Men technology on Krakoa right now is all plant-based.
Plant-based technology.
And these plant aliens have control, much like Poison Ivy, over anything plant-based.
Okay.
So that leads
to... Sounds like bad news for X-Men.
Sounds like bad news for Batman.
Also, about 10 years ago, the Scarlet Witch annihilated the mutants, took away all the mutants with her powers during one of her mental shutdowns, whatever like that.
Nice. Shame on you, Scarlet Witch.
The miniseries starts with the Scarlet Witch going to the island of Genosha, where thousands of mutants had gotten killed during Grant Morrison's run, and trying to bring them back to life with their mutant powers.
Genosha. Sound that out, James.
Genosha.
Genosha.
Gotcha.
Okay, so Scarlet Witch goes to Genosha, tries to...
Say that four times fast.
Scarlet Witch goes to Genosha, tries to resurrect all these mutants. It does not work. They come back as zombies.
Oh, no.
Oh. Zombie mutants.
The plant-based aliens come down to Genosha to find thousands of zombies, and it leads to this gag here, which is the miniseries is essentially Plants versus Zombies.
Oh. Oh, they're ripping off one of my favorite poop time video games on my phone.
Yep. I don't want to spoil very much of it, but I will tell you, because I know Al read this book, there was a miniseries a couple of years ago called Worst X-Man Ever.
Yes.
About the kid who could explode.
Yeah.
But he couldn't bring himself back together, so if he used his mutant power to explode, he would die.
Yeah.
Wasn't there somebody named Chamber that had that or something like that?
There's a guy in Generation X that actually blew off his face with his psychic powers.
Oh, no.
And that's Chamber.
Okay. I was like, I think there's somebody else that had that.
This kid comes back in this miniseries. He is actually the focal point to how they fix everything.
Oh.
He's just called Explodey Boy.
They're really running out of ideas for names, huh? Explodey Boy.
But it's the kind of thing, like, it wasn't an in-continuity series, the miniseries about the worst X-Man ever. So it's funny to see the character used in main continuity now.
I just find it, okay, Explodey Boy sounds like an adult diaper or a diaper.
Get your son, if your son's having some bad diarrhea, get him some Explodey Boy.
Get him an Explodey Boy. Defecation device.
This week is also the premiere of the WWE Thunderdome. As well as SummerSlam. So Friday is when we're supposed to get our first glance at this.
Yeah, SmackDown, right?
So by the time you hear this podcast, we've probably gotten to see the WWE Thunderdome. The WWE, who's been doing shows out of the Performance Center, their training center, since March, have moved to the Amway Arena.
One of the big arenas in Orlando.
Yeah, one of Orlando's big NBA arenas, the Amway Center. And apparently they're doing a whole bunch of stuff to try and make it feel more like a giant show. Like they're going to bring back the pyro, and they're going to have they're going to fly drones in the Amway Center. Yeah, so they'll have drones
inside the Thunderdome.
But yeah, by camera, the fact they called it Thunderdome is so stupid.
I know why I call it Thunderdome. To me, Thunderdome. Where's Tina Turner? She ain't singing a song, and Mad Max ain't fighting with futuristic post-apocalyptic weapons. This ain't Thunderdome.
Of all the things you could have called it, the WWE Thunderdome.
Called the fart cage.
But the thing that I find the most fascinating is they're going to do something that the NBA has been doing, where they're going to have LED screens where the seats are, and you can go on a website and reserve a seat to essentially do a Zoom call so that they'll show.
Wait, so I can be there with can I be there with my big head?
I don't know. I think so.
Oh, man.
It depends on how the LED screen works. Oh, we'll have to wait to see. But you can go on a website to, let me see if I've still got it up here. WWEThunderdome.com. You can register for a virtual seat.
Mm.
They're going to be there until October. So they're going to be filming all their pay-per-views and their Raw and SmackDowns at the WWE Thunderdome. I wonder if they're still going to do NXT at the Performance Center.
That's a good question. I guess if they're renting out the arena or whatever, I'm sure it's not going to really matter. But
yeah.
I don't know if they would want to put the money in to renting out the arena just to have the NXT there.
Right.
But I feel like most of the NXT guys are already doing stuff. But
one of the things that the producer had said is that they can, not only will they have the fans in this, and they're going to have rows instead of, I guess the NBA just has like the front row as these screens, and they're saying they're going to do multiple rows of these LED screens. And he said that, obviously we're going to allow the fans to kind of be there virtually so we can film it like there's fans in the crowd. But also what they're looking to do is, because they're all LED screens, they're all hooked up to the same thing. When they do somebody's entrance that has to have some kind of special effect, they can take the fans out for a second. Like when the Fiend's entrance happens, they can black out all the LED screens and then maybe make like every one of them the Fiend.
Oh.
To make it even creepier. Or if Kane was still wrestling, you could just make it all look like fire throughout the rows.
That'd be cool.
As he comes in. So that's the thing I'm most interested to see.
Yeah, I'd like to see what they do with that. Like when they were calling it a virtual experience, I was ready to go downstairs, get my PlayStation 4 VR helmet. And
VR headset on.
I would be watching the entire pay-per-view. Yes! Oh! But I found out it's nothing like I dreamed it would be.
No, unfortunately.
That would
not
be cool, though.
Yeah. Wouldn't it, like, pick up your seat and
I'm
able to, like, be there? Like, they're right there wrestling in front of me? Like,
yeah. You could look around and be like, oh, neat.
I look over and I got the Fiend, to the side of me. And
we'll get there eventually. I mean, they've already those, like, 360 cameras and stuff like that. I mean, that's really all you need. Well, not all you need, but that type of thing is what you need to put yourself in that experience.
Yeah.
To be able, because you just need to be able to look around.
Yeah.
I'm
also interested in the idea of using drones for camera shots. I'm interested in what that's going to look like as well.
And are you going to hear the buzzing of the drones in the background?
Probably
not. Do you think it's going to be drones, like you got some nerd with the remote controls? I'm going in for the close-up here of Braun Strowman. Or is it going to be like the ones they have in the NFL that go on along the zip lines?
Oh,
which
maybe.
I think the NFL stole from the XFL.
Yeah.
I think they stole that whole concept of having the cameras on those zip lines all across. They stole that from the XFL.
Mm. Yeah.
So maybe McMahon's going to put some of his old inventions to work.
Now, I don't know if they'll be able to hear the drones, but I think it would be hilarious to mic the drones. Like, so you have to hear them.
Also be funny. Like, you typically, you can't fly a drone over a crowd of people because, like, what happens if it just falls out of the sky, sure, kind of thing? Like, that's the way they're getting around it, is the fact that, like, we only have, you know, 3 or 4 dozen people in here, so we can fly drones in here. Mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about, you know, liability or anything like that. How funny would it be, though, if a drone just drops out of the sky during the match?
Oh, dude. But then you got to wonder, is this a work?
Yeah,
did they drop that drone on purpose, or is this an actual accident?
It feels like there's been a lot of that on the television show lately. A matter of, like, is this? No, this is totally part of the show.
Yeah. They started off making you think that people are coming in with baseball bats and threatening everybody. And then you're like, oh, this is all part of the show.
Yeah. It's always been like that, though. Like, they can't just do something. Like, you'll have those storylines where Vince McMahon is in there every week, and he's finally like, listen, guys, I got some stuff to do at corporate, so I can't be on every week, so let's drop the Jumbotron on me and kill me. Is that cool?
Right, like, right.
Write a storyline where I'm dead.
Blow up my limo.
Right. Blow me up. I'll be dead for 7 months, and then I'll come back.
I almost wish the limo thing would have gone to plan the way it did. Because they blew up his limo, and like a week later, Chris Benoit happened.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
had to just like, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. Mm. Jesus.
Way to go, Chris.
But yeah, this weekend is both an NXT event.
nothing ruins a good time like family murder.
Yeah, right.
And suicide.
And suicide.
But this weekend is NXT TakeOver 30, and then on Sunday is WWE SummerSlam. James, you looking forward to these?
Ah, I am. I always look forward to being able to watch wrestling before I go to bed. Is there any matches I'm like super stoked for? No, not really. You know, I'm still going to watch it. It's still entertainment to me.
I'm surprised by how many of these matches I really want to see.
Yeah.
Because obviously I do the One Fall show, so I, you know, kind of watch quite a bit of wrestling every week, and I'm kind of like, whatever about a lot of it, but over the last like 2 weeks, like especially last week, the build to a couple of these matches, the fact Asuka is going to challenge for both the Raw and the SmackDown Women's title is very intriguing to me.
This was cool stuff that's happening, but nothing's making my nipples hard.
I love the Braun Strowman, Bray Wyatt stuff that's going on, because I love the whole Fiend stuff, and now they've got Alexa Bliss pulled into that.
But I'm worried, is that going to be an actual match, or is it going to be one of those trippy art house films?
They haven't
where
said
the Fiend's
that
doing
yeah,
crazy stuff. The Braun Strowman.
They haven't said that any of this stuff is going to be any of the cinematic stuff.
No?
So it sounds like they're really going all in on this this Thunderdome.
If we're
going
to see the Fiend actually fight Braun Strowman,
yeah,
I'm interested. If it's going to be the Fiend's messing with his mind,
right?
You know, I don't care. I don't want to see what your interns are putting together, you know, behind closed doors and their video demos. I want to see, like, let's see some stuff in the ring.
Right. And, like, even the Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose, I would not really be that interested in them as a match, because I don't think either of them are great wrestlers, but it's a hair match.
Yeah.
They Whoever did a great loses job building gets their head shaved.
Yeah.
Oh, and my God.
I almost feel like Sonya Deville's going to lose that on purpose.
She's going to lose that.
Yeah.
She's totally going to lose
purpose,
that match.
But
right.
You know what I mean? I think she's going to lose, so she gets her head shaved, just because I feel like she's like, you know what? I'm ready for a short hairdo.
That's what that always comes down to.
And it probably won't be a buzz cut. It'll probably be like just really short. So she'll have like a nice, like a cool hipster looking, you know, it's still attractive on a female like look haircut, but much shorter.
Yeah, that's what I've heard through Bruce Pritchard's Something to Wrestle With podcast, is most of the time if you're a professional wrestler and you're thinking of shaving your head or getting a haircut, go to creative first, because we can use that.
Yeah.
We can push it in a hair versus hair match. Yeah, I'm honestly real excited to watch it this weekend.
Those are two characters in the WWE universe I never really gave a crap about until I started watching the Divas show. Then I'm like, oh, you know what? Sonya Deville's actually pretty cool. I like her as a person. And then you get a little more excited when you see her in the ring. And I think she's doing a really good job with this heel turn.
Yeah.
And I think they did a really good job of building this match up. But again, I'm not like so, like, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be on. I'll be watching it. I'll be engaged. But I'll probably also still be doing things in the background.
That tends to be how the weekly shows work for me. Mm-hmm. I can put them on with something in the background and not feel like I'm missing much. Unless
the
it's somebody
weekly shows, I'll zonk right out.
Oh yeah.
And I wake up like, what? Somebody kicked Shawn Michaels in the face? Wow, I missed that.
Yeah. Randy Orton friggin' killing Ric Flair a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, Al, are you excited for SummerSlam?
No.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks for joining us for another Nerd Radio. Al, do you have anything you want to say to people before we leave?
No.
All right, excellent. You can make sure to follow us on social media at Nerd Radio 101. That's also where you can find...
No.
No, they absolutely can. That's where they can find us on Twitter and on Instagram and Facebook. And you can find us on the internet at nerdradio101.com. That's where you can get the podcast. And make sure you follow us on YouTube as well. Al, James, thanks for doing another week of Nerd Radio with me.
Absolutely, no problem.
See you. We'll see you in the Thunderdome.
I really expected you were going to say no to that, too.
Yeah.
WWE just, virtual experience.
I already said it three times.
All right, yeah. That's the rule of comedy, right?
Rule of after comedy, the, rule of threes.
Yeah. After the third time, you stop.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
Have a great weekend.
See you later, nerds.
The future's stupid, guys. I'm sorry, but it is.
I have spoken.
When you start at the bottom of the ladder, you expect that people higher up the ladder have signed some kind of contract to be where they are. But then every time I move up the ladder, nobody comes to me with a contract of any sort. And I'm just like, oh, okay, cool.
And they're like, oh,
I guess I'll just keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I guess they don't value me as much as they did the previous guy.
Hey, yeah. You know what?
When we like you. We just don't feel like we need to hang out.
We don't want
to
make it official. Yeah.
I was in a
We don't want to define anything.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like it's when you're dating a girl and you're like, oh, she's hot, the sex is great, but yeah. I still want the option to go see some other chicks. You know, I still want some strange.
Hey, I was an essential worker. I have a letter from back in April saying that I am an essential worker.
That's right.
That's great. The COVID Avengers letter.
That's
what
right.
I call it. I'm like, I am not. I do not want to be in a COVID Avenger. I want to stay home and where it's safe.
Are you which COVID Avenger did you think you were?
Oh, I probably would have been. Who's the most worthless Avenger?
I don't know. I was going to say I'm Droplet.
Droplet. Oh, we get to make our own.
I thought you were just equating it to an Avenger. No. So
I am Hunk.
Hunk.
Yes. He's like the Hulk, but hunkier.
Can I switch from Droplet?
He's not as angry and more hung.
Right. Instead of Droplet, can I be Fart Plume?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That sounds like a villain, though. You're more of a COVID villain.
Yeah.
You know, so the COVID Avengers are coming to smash you, Fart Plume.
Yep.
I guess I'm like Stopwatch. You can count on me to be there.
He's always on time every
I'm
time.
Always on time.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.